Thanks for listening to today's Real Estate for Breakfast podcast. I would now like to tell you a brief story about the benefits of listening to a specialist. Recently, my wife, Shelley, and I were walking down Main Street in Ann Arbor when we came upon a young travel agent standing at a sidewalk display featuring multiple colorful brochures about New Zealand, the Fiji Islands, and other exotic South Pacific locations. I asked how her travel business was doing. Her eyes shot open wide as she enthusiastically declared that she was the expert on South Pacific travel. Wagging her finger, she went on, "Don't come to me just to buy airline tickets, rent a car, or book a hotel. Leave that to the amateurs using internet travel sites." Nope. She advised specifically on travel experiences to the South Pacific. "You don't want to spend your money on a life-changing experience blindly," she warned. I thought her delivery was a bit strong and that it was a pretty specific niche to be selling in the middle of the street on a busy Friday night. But then I had a flashback to my experience with the Blue Acara and thought the better of it. When I was about 8 years old, I had several tropical fish tanks. I used to get my fish from the Blue Acara, which was a pretty serious aquarium store. The light inside the store was dim, and all the walls were stacked with rows and rows of fish tanks holding exotic or strange fish. Every time my mother took me there, I'd get a little nervous. Before I could buy the fish, the owner would ask me about the chemical composition of the water or the types of fish currently in my tanks. I never knew. I just liked the fish. I especially liked to go to the saltwater fish section of the store, but the owner would tell me that if I didn't know how to regulate tank water, I shouldn't be in that section. I always felt that I was being lectured or quizzed on the fish before I left the store. But even at a young age, I knew the owner cared about the fish he sold, and I always had healthy fish in a healthy tank. One day, I remember being at the back of Kmart, where they used to have a pet store section. I loved to go to the back of the store and look at the fish or the parakeets. No one ever seemed to work in the pet store section because there were always sick or dead fish floating at the top of the crowded tanks. I remember one tank that held a group of large blue gouramis. They were bigger than what I had ever seen before. I spotted the largest gourami that I thought would be perfect for my tank. I waited some time for this guy from the auto department to help and retrieve the gourami. I remember hoping that he knew more about cars than he did about fish as he chased the poor gourami around the tank with a net for a while and then popped it into a plastic bag filled with water from a completely different tank. I should have known then that there was going to be a problem. This would never fly at the Blue Acara, I thought to myself. When I got the fish home, I did what would be the equivalent of exposing my entire aquarium to anthrax by introducing this dime store gourami to my tank. Over the next week, all of my fish became sick, and one by one died. My tank became a dead zone. It was then that I developed a new appreciation for specialists like the owner of the Blue Acara. Needless to say, I stay far away from five and dime pet stores. Comparing my Blue Acara experience with the Kmart pet store confirmed to me that if I ever did plan a trip to New Zealand, I know just the Ann Arbor travel agent to call. If you liked what you heard, please share this with your friends and family. If you have any questions regarding how this podcast relates to real estate or contract law, definitely call my office, dedicated to your success. David Sobel.